from The Dark Knight. That was Aggressive Expansion, music by Hans Zimmer. The composer's working relationship with the director Christopher Nolan on five films so far, Inception, Interstellar and The Dark Knight trilogy, is set to join the ranks of other such long-term partnerships as Danny Elfman and Tim Burton, who've been working together for 30 years, and John Williams and Steven Spielberg, who've clocked up over 40 years together. Zimmer and Nolan are mere whippersnappers with a 10-year working relationship so far. But when I met Hans last month, I asked him to explain how their relationship works.
Here is the main thing that Chris does. He takes the terror away. He protects me. He surrounds me with a way to keep me safe. He wants to create an environment where I have the freedom to create. And part of that is to tone things down. You know, just take the noise down. Don't think about budgets. Don't think about what we're doing. We're just making our movie. And Chris makes his movies in his garage. I mean, that's where his cutting room is, you know. And my studio is very much set up like a living room, you know. And a lot of it happens, you know, sort of Sunday night, Chris coming over, and it's just two friends having a bit of a chat, and I'm near the keyboard, and, you know, in the middle of a chat, an idea will come. And so there's a playfulness involved. And we are really rigorous at maintaining our privacy. People think Chris is very secretive, but he's not secretive at all. That, you know, to do what he does, you have to have the luxury of trying things out, and some of them might be, you know, some of these ideas might not work. And you don't want to do that in front of the studio or the public. You want to do that within the family that is your core team.
And it's pretty rare, though, isn't it? I mean, to be doing a $200 million movie and experimenting, those two things don't always go together, do they?
You know, I think in one way or the other, it's the ambition of every director. Nobody sets out to make a bad movie. As soon as they give you the $200 million... nobody goes around bragging, saying, I'm making a $200 million movie. They're all going, oh my God, I got that weight on my shoulders. You know, what am I going to do? I was having dinner with my daughter recently, and just so happens that Ridley Scott was walking through a restaurant, saw us, and he came and sat down. And he said to my daughter, you know, your dad is great. You know, he just makes stuff up, you know, on the spot. And I'm going, Ridley, you know, that's just, it's just a trick. When I get to the orchestra session, every I is dotted, every T is crossed. And you're the same, you know, because I know him. You know, in the morning on the way to the shoot, he sits in the car and he draws every scene, and it's all planned. Everything is planned. It's just because I suppose we love what we're doing, there's this sort of image that to the outside world that you know, we're making things up and we're having a bit of a laugh, and we are having a bit of a laugh, and we try to make it seem easy. But we know, you know, by the time I come to the orchestra sessions, there is no question you can ask me that I can't answer.